From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney remains defiant in the face of criticism from Democrats and other GOP figures alike that he should release more of his tax returns. But now the candidate is trying to make the conversation about his charitable contributions, including donations to the LDS Church. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, what is the latest argument Romney is making about why he shouldn't have to release more of his tax returns?
Well, let's be clear, this isn't the only argument, of course, but this is something new he hasn't publicly stated before. In an interview with Parade magazine that's out on Sunday, Romney says that, you know, one of the things of disclosing, you know, personal finances like he did earlier this year with 2 years of tax returns is that it shows how much he's given to the LDS Church. His point being that those were meant to be, you know, private contributions, that he didn't want people knowing exactly how much he gave, and that distresses him for a little bit. His exact quote is, you know, it's a very personal thing between ourselves and our commitment to God and our church. You know, that is kind of new. He's before stated that the Democrats are just after, you know, opposition, you know, details to go after him, to attack him with, that he's released more than that's required by law. But, you know, there's many Utahns who could probably relate to this in some form. But although I doubt there are many Utahns who have given the millions of dollars to the LDS Church that Romney has, even just in the past few years.
Now, the tax returns Romney has already released do indeed indicate that it's about 10% of his income going to the church, right?
You got it, yes. So what we know so far is that in 2010 and 2011, Romney made about $40 million total, a little over $40 million total. And in those tax returns, he notes that he gave about $4.1 million to the LDS Church. So, yes, exactly, pretty much 10% as Mormons are asked to give. We should note that's also in addition to he has a charity, a family charity, that he's given millions of dollars to the LDS Church through that and to BYU and some other Mormon causes as well.
So, Thomas, this week we learned that not only Republican congressional candidate Mia Love, but also Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz will be given speaking slots at the Republican National Convention. Do you think they're nervous, though, that they might literally get rained out by Hurricane Isaac?
Yeah, I have no idea, but I'm planning to bring some galoshes and, you know, raincoat. If you'd like me, I can give you a weather report from the beach, if there's still a beach by the time I get there. So, yes, it's a little disconcerting heading in with Hurricane Isaac that could land on Monday. But, you know, we have a hurricane plan in place.
Do you want to bring a sleeping bag in case the power goes out and you have to sleep on the convention floor or something like that?
You know, I'm hoping the hotel, we're put up in the Hilton with the rest of the Utah delegation. So I think we'll be just fine hanging out in the Hilton and watching the beach from there.
So one initiative started by Utah Democrats, Thomas, in an effort to build support for the party is the LDS Dems group, specifically aimed at telling members of the Mormon Church that there is an alternative to the Republican Party. And now it's about to go national when the Democratic convention starts in Charlotte. How are the LDS Dems going to hit the national stage?
Well, one, they have a really good guest for the start of this. At the Charlotte convention, you know, a week after the Republicans meet, they're going to have a big, you know, party, a big rally. They're going to have Harry Reid speaking at. So Harry Reid, of course, is the Senate Democratic leader, the majority leader, and he's Mormon as well. So having him, a star like that, somebody who's, you know, the highest ranked Mormon in government right now, for example, he can you know, bring a little pizzazz to their rally. The whole effort is obviously to combat the perception that all Mormons are Republicans, and there are obviously a lot of good Mormons who are Democrats too. Reed's a good example of that one. The question is, you know, whether this will gain any traction. Well, it's obviously got a little bigger than just the Utah caucus, so having a kind of a national stage to do this at would be good. And it'll probably garner some media attention too. When you have a Mormon who's the Republican presidential candidate, and you have Mormons of the Democratic convention who are saying they're not for him, I think that'd be kind of an interesting story.
Finally, Thomas, the Republican Party platform got a lot of attention this week in the wake of Missouri Congressman Todd Akin's widely condemned remarks about, quote, legitimate rape, as the party crafted its own language about its stance on abortion in preparation of the national convention. What do some Utah Republicans have to say about this whole debate?
We obviously had a couple of Utahns there. Brad D. was there, Representative Brad D. Senator Margaret Dayton was there. The platform that they adopted is very similar to the platforms of the past several conventions. This is not really anything new. What it does detail is it has, you know, a part about, you know, combating abortions, and it does not allow for exceptions that Utah Republicans are seem to be for, which is an exception for in cases of rape and incest. The Utahns involved said that you know, they would have liked to have those exceptions in there. They pushed for those exceptions, but you know, this is not something they control, and you have to kind of go with what everyone else is for, and the majority's for in the end of the day. So yes, they do not have the exceptions, which, by the way, you know, Mitt Romney is actually for the exceptions of rape and incest as well, and Paul Ryan, his running mate, said this week that although he is not for those exceptions, that Mitt Romney is at the top of the ticket, and he will abide by that.
And we should note that there are probably several Utah Democrats who will not be so quick to endorse the National Democratic platform of supporting same-sex marriage.
Yeah, of course. I think there's always that part of there's the national party platform, and there's state party platforms, and then there's personally what everyone believes when it comes down to, you know, their reasons they're in the party. And then you don't have to believe in everything that the party believes in, that's for sure.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me every Friday from Washington. And Thomas, safe travels and bring a strong umbrella.
That sounds good. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.